This is Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Skill Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Skill. The RC Skill Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
We're so close to the Pentagon. Sometimes they ask us to get the coffee. This is Warbird Radio.
And welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and today's Tuesday, January 10th, 2012. We're glad you could join us tonight. If you're listening live, be sure and join us in our live chat on Warbird Radio. There's just a link right under the Listen Live button, and you can join in the conversation. Also, if you're listening to us live, you have the player up. Our number and email address are right there. You can send us any questions or call. If you're not listening live, be sure and try and catch us one Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time here on warbirdradio.com. Tonight's guest is I'm glad to get him on here because this is kind of an exciting thing for the scale community. I want to welcome Sam Wright to the RC Scale Builder Show. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Hello, Mike. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad you can make it. You know, you're kicking off this new all-digital scale magazine, and I wanted to get you on here tonight and talk a little bit about it and kind of fill folks in and let them know what your vision is and where you're going with it. And why don't we just dig right in there? But before we do, folks, if you'd like to join in the conversation tonight, you can call us at 478-787-4768. Email us at live, that's L-I-V-E, at rcscalebuilder.com, or simply join us in our live chat here on warbirdradio.com. Okay, Sam, well, let's just get right into it here. For those not familiar with Scale Aviator International, can you tell folks a little bit about the magazine?
Well, basically, the concept, it's something, first of all, Mike, I've been wanting to do for a long time. And, of course, anytime you look at print and weight and postage in foreign countries, it just doesn't become feasible. The digital age ushering in allow me to bring this dream to fruition, to bring, you know, a digital magazine that would be somewhat of the scale authority where you could go and find out information on pretty much anything in scale. The same thing we can do when we go to the RC Scale Builder site. This would be more of a page flip. It wouldn't be as deep where you have maybe 50 pictures, say, on the website. You might have 18 to 20 on the digital edition. But the other thing is that the main purpose was to for folks to look at it and say, I could do this. Maybe I will build a scale airplane. This looks like it's not all that difficult. So there's a couple parallel motivations that inspired me to go ahead and do this. And it took a lot of thinking. And once I got into it and found that there's a tremendous amount of building going on around the world, then it was time for me to get off the dime and get Scale Aviator International, you know, as something we could touch and feel.
Well, that's awesome. You know, one thing I really enjoy when you and I talk is we both kind of have the same passion for the hobby, and it's always encouraging when you realize how many people are out there building and how many people are interested. You know, you hear all this talk about how ARFs are killing the hobby, and I really don't believe that. I think they're helping the hobby. And, you know, it's amazing to me how many people are out there building. But, you know, let's talk a little bit more about the magazine. Obviously, it's an all-digital format. I know you mentioned something about printing cost and postage and all that, and of course, getting it overseas. Obviously, those are big benefits. What other kind of benefits, you know, or advantages are there to having a digital?
Probably one of the best benefits is that you don't have to fold a page to save an article. You can just simply click on it, bookmark it,
right,
or send it to your archive, your own little personal archive residing somewhere on your computer where you keep this sort of information, and go back to it later. Maybe it's on a hidden Aileron link that you don't want to lose. You can just simply archive it. You don't have to save the whole magazine. You may just want that specific article. Or there may be a one vendor with a product you never heard of, but you want to look into it. You can archive it and save it. So it has advantages in that way, that it's just about like when you're searching on the website or Googling something and you find what you're looking for. Generally, you'll PDF it and save it on your desktop, or you'll print it. This is a little more sophisticated than that, in that you can save it right on the computer. If you want to print it, you can. Take it out in the shop, lay it on the bench just to use it as a reference. So it's got a lot of features like that. Or a buddy of yours may ask, as an example, you know, I'm having trouble with this tail wheel assembly. And well, wait a minute, there's an article about that. Let me look it up and I'll email it to you. And you can just go to that page and email it to your buddy.
Right.
While you're online. So it's got a lot of advantages that printed material is not able to do. So I know I've got magazines stacked in a closet with yellow Post-its in it because there was articles in there I didn't want to lose. And had those been digital, those magazines would be gone. The trees would be more trees, and I could find it a lot easier.
I understand. Well, you know, also another facet of that is obviously the mobile side of communications today has just kind of exploded. And
right.
With apps and so forth, and you're moving the magazine in that direction for the future, aren't you?
Yes. I wanted to start with the PC Mac first, mm-hmm. because even though there's some tremendous statistics on iPads and smartphones and Droids, the rest of the world hasn't caught up, you know, with that technology yet. It's coming, but right now it's easier for somebody, particularly some of our older modelers, to get online than it is for them to, have an iPad or an iPhone. I mean, some of the guys I fly with have very old-fashioned phones, and they have no intention of buying an iPad. So they're happy that they can do it on their computer or take their laptop out in the workshop. And I don't know, I have one out in my workshop. I imagine I'm not alone in that, but the price of laptops, it's not hard to have these things sitting around. So that's the first direction. Then, of course, we're working on the app for iPhone, Android, and that any touchscreen, any smart panel. So it'll play just like the manual, the computer version. And Mike, it does play on the iPad now, and it does play on. You can view it on your iPhone or your Droid. Mm-hmm. The difference would be you don't have that really neat page turning and whatever. I mean, it gives you an index. You hit the index and you go to the next page, or you go to the contents and pick the page. So it has some neat functionality, but it's not as sexy as it is on the big screen.
Right.
When it's converted to an, and that allows somebody to pay a subscription and have access on all these devices, computer, touchpad, and phone. If a guy buys an app, and it's something you and I talked about today, and I haven't sorted it out yet. If he buys an app, he can't really. I tried today to see if I could see my apps on through iTunes as, you know, on the screen, and it doesn't work. But I think sooner or later they're going to sort that out. So going from the computer down rather than the app up, there's more flexibility right now for the person that subscribes. He can look at it out in the field with his iPad or his phone if he's not by his computer. So he still has access to the information, and he can still tab it and save it, email it, archive it.
Yeah, that's a real attractive part of it. You know, like you said, to have be able to pull your phone up and show someone something at the flying field or your tablet. And
we do that all the time. I mean,
yeah.
We're always showing. Hey, look at this picture of my motor installation. I mean, it's like carrying our photo album around. Now we're carrying our magazines around. And if you have an iPhone, as an example, it has a function called a bookshelf. mm-hmm. and all your subscriptions are sitting on that bookshelf. So, you know, we're not carrying a lot of books around. And, you know, a funny sidebar at night, I love to read. And, you know, with a light on, it bothers my wife. So I can turn the lights off and read my magazines on the iPad without bothering anybody. Put the headset in and I'm a happy guy.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, maybe some of the content, kind of the direction I guess you're going to take the magazine in. But before we do that, folks, if you'd like to join in the conversation, you can give us a call at 478-787-4768. Email us with your questions or comments at live@rcscalebuilder.com or hop into the warbirdradio.com chat right below the Listen Live button, and we'd love to hear your question or comment about things. So let's get back into that, Sam. Let's talk a little bit about the direction you're going to take the content of the magazine. I know you've got a preview issue up right now, and I, from what I've seen of that, there's some really good content in there. Is that going to be kind of the direction you're going in?
Yes. The one thing I didn't want to do after talking to several of the manufacturers and pilots is not alienate the ARFs. The ARFs, you know, they're coming out of China at a really rapid rate, and you know, the beginner's having trouble sorting what looks real, what doesn't, and what looks kind of sort of. Some of the major manufacturers are taking a lot of diligence into making sure the outlines are correct. I can give you a good example. We just got the and I'm not doing a sales pitch here, but just as an example, we got a Horizon's new bubble canopy P47, but it, you know, with all the markings are gone and it's not covered. This is an ideal candidate for somebody to take this ready to fly airplane, cover it, glass it, and make it, you know, pretty, which is why we did the article from Dino to Giorgio to show you that that can be done. And of course, he went with panel lines and fiberglass. He really did a great job. So we're going to keep that in a parallel plane with a real construction article, such as the Mach-E. You know, we got Grandmere Super Cub. We've got a huge PC-9 coming out of Ohio. We've got out of Florida, I've got a 160-inch T-34 with a 250cc flathead 4 in it. And, I mean, there's just some really crazy stuff going on. And people may not want to build that airplane, but they might want to know what the techniques were, what the products were used, how they did attack certain things with heavy, you know, heavy ailerons, what kind of servos did you use. So, yeah, we're going to stay on that plane. The pages are going to increase. I mean, it's digital. We can add pages forever. So you're going to see at a minimum of 65 pages, but it's probably going to be bumping as it matures around 125-plus pages.
Awesome.
And, of course, it'll be peppered with advertisements, and all those advertisements are interactive. There'll either be a video clip associated with it, or you can just mouse over the web page or the company name, and you can go right to their website.
Well, that's nice, yeah. Well, now let's get down to brass tacks here. Let's talk about subscription cost.
A couple of things
along those lines. How often are the issues going to be published, and how much does a year subscription cost?
A year subscription is $26.95, and right now it's for 6 issues.
Okay.
It's going to go to 12 as we get more stabilized. You know, obviously I'm going to have to get some graphics help. And it'll go to 12 issues, and the beautiful thing about that, it's not going to cost the subscriber any additional money. Of course, the advertisers will be paying more because they'll have more more issues. But it's not going to cost the subscribers anymore. And if something comes along during that subscription period that missed the magazine and it's not going to make the next issue, we can send it out as a small insert.
Oh, nice.
Like you probably receive magazines in the mail, and there's an insert in it for somebody's product. It might be 2 or 3 pages. So they have that advantage of those little inserts, because we really want to keep the information flowing so that they don't forget about us in that off month. So and that little insert may build up to where we can make it now a full 12 issues. And the way the articles are coming in from around the world, and I encourage everybody to send me an article if you think it's important. It's important to us, and we definitely want to look at it and see if we can put it in the magazine. So because there's a lot of other folks want to know what other people are doing. And we will have a section in there, who's building what around the world. You may only see the guy with a plans on the bench or a pile of wood, or he may be glassing the fuselage. But you know that that aircraft that's in the who's who is going to be an article eventually. So people may want to follow that. It may be something that's their, it's their hot button, or something they're contemplating building, and that, you know, they may just follow that right through its complete building process. So I hope that's an attractive feature. I know it excites me. I've had other people give me the same response. So, and I think it, like RC Scale Builder, Mike, I think it brings the scale community closer together. When I go to contests and I announce some of the bigger ones in the United States, I hear the term that scale is dying. I don't think scale's dying. I think people love building their airplanes. They may not feel like they want to go through, well, all the things you go through to compete, you know, the cost and the expense and the travel, and particularly in today's economy, but they still want an airplane that gets the wow factor, you know, up off the meter at the field. And that, so I think there's more than what people imagine. And we're seeing subscriptions come in from, you know, it's amazing to me, you know, Dubai and some little town in Switzerland and places that you never would imagine, but there's people building scale airplanes there. It's just exhilarating.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and that's one of the wonderful things about the internet. You know, a lot of people have a lot of bad things to say about it, but one of the really good things is I think it's actually helped our segment of the hobby by bringing the community closer together. You know,
I believe you're right. You know, I mean, it's really nice to take the magazine into. I didn't know a dunny was a bathroom. A guy in England said, "I can't take it into the dunny." I had no idea what he was talking about. But yeah, I agree. While we're thinking about that, you know, and I'm not totally a tree hugger, but you know, I feel good that I'm not cutting down a tree to produce this magazine. So we're burning electrons and using up internet space, but. And even that, as you probably have found out through the years that you've made RC Scale Builder a really excellent source, there's expenses involved.
Sure.
With search engines and websites and speed and building something that optimizes on everybody's screen. It's been a challenge. It's been an exciting challenge. It just opened a door to more great things that are going to happen down the road with the magazine.
I agree. Well, I tell you what, I personally really look forward to working with you on some things in the future. I think our vision of things is quite in sync, and you know, I think with your magazine and our website that we can really help keep Scale alive, you know.
Well, you know, Mike, today we put up a link page, which was a new page for the website. RC Scale Builder is definitely a link there. And anything else that looks important, little things that people aren't aware of, the little torque rods where you can move your ailerons with a shaft off your servo and you can't even see, there's nothing exposed, which, you know, we could take a really neat airplane and we show up the field and you can see our servos under the wings, and it's something I really try not to show. That link's there. There's a ton of links, and I'm anxious for anybody that's got a link that they think's important, email it to me. You know, they don't have to be an advertiser in the magazine. I just think there's a lot of little tiny products that people want to know about. I'll give you a good example. One of the projects we're doing here is a 130-inch C-130. It's dead nuts on. It came from the jet hangar molds. There's about 30 of them around the world. This is all electric. Well, I wanted to curb it. Are we still good?
Yeah, we're still good.
Okay. I wanted to sound like a turbine, and I found this company in the UK called Air Whistles. And you put one in two nacelles, and you tune them off harmonic. And the thing sound, when the propellers are going, it sounds like turbines sitting there whistling. So, I mean, those are some crazy stuff out there that makes us goofy and excited. So
sure.
I'm hoping this magazine is going to be a source for that, because these folks are so small they can't afford to advertise in normal publications.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you're exactly right, and that's what really, you know, people are looking for out there are those hard to find items that that we all look for in the hobby. But
exactly.
Well, let me ask you something. You know, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
They're certainly always welcome to email me on my email. Here, the easiest way is to go to the website, go to the contact page. It comes directly to my desk. Obviously, when I email you back, and I email everybody back, you're going to have my email. And I welcome the open conversation, because, you know, there's maybe things that somebody's got a question on. It might lead to something else. It might turn into something for the magazine.
Yep.
And I may be able to help them. And I'll give you an example. I had a guy email me today on a C-119 he wants to build. He knew of a guy that I knew that was building it. I've lost touch with the guy, but I was able to put him in touch with another guy that talks to the guy weekly, and the gentleman emailed me back, and he's so excited. So this is a sharing community. There's some great fellowship in the scale community, and a lot of friends. I just got back from Australia, and I got to actually meet modelers that I ran into at Top Gun, and I got to see them again and see where they're going with their new projects. And man, I came home jazzed. I didn't want to go to work. I wanted to go out in my shop.
Yeah.
And glue some wood.
That's right. That's right. It's always encouraging when you get to see what other people are doing, you know?
Oh, and I don't care if they're building the same aircraft you are.
Yep.
You're going to learn something.
Always.
Because everybody does it differently. So
always.
It's exciting. It's exciting.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Sam, I am so glad you're able to come on the show tonight. I hope that maybe you can come back another time and we can talk some more about the magazine and maybe let us know how things are going. And
oh, definitely. I'd love to.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of things coming up. I mean, this app thing is a wrestling match. There's a lot of companies that provide the apps. I'm looking for the one that will be the easiest for people to use. I mean, you can get so glitched that it's almost like watching a video in a magazine. A gentleman made a comment to me last night. Look, the first time I did, I looked at it, it was great, but now I just want to look at what I want to read again. I don't need all that animation.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take a tack that if you want fancy things to happen, you're going to have to push something. And to animate it, so and there might be a video on a guy. Here's an example. Mike Peck in Phoenix has got. I was at his shop. He's got this little case. It's got about 8 or 9 tips in it that hook on his soldering gun for doing different kinds of rivets and panels. I said, Mike, this would be a great article. I want to see how you use these things. Then that might be a lot of pictures, but there might be a little video clip of him showing you the temperature of the iron and actually pressing it into the aircraft, into the finish.
That's right.
But that video clip's not going to start unless you push the button.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good idea. You know, I was just thinking, I use that rotary drive system quite a bit. Maybe I should put something together and send it to you on that.
Yeah, yeah. I'd print it. You know, what's funny, it's a little guy out of the back of a machine shop. He makes a... He makes security camera mounts and flat screen mounts and weird stuff, but he makes these little gadgets that this gentleman invented, and they're tempered. They've improved it. They work great.
Absolutely.
And they've got them all different sizes, from small electric on up through, and they're not very expensive. I mean, I think my shop's naked when there isn't a pair sitting in a drawer somewhere, because it's the best way to take that servo rod out of the bottom of the wing, even on an RF. You can modify it; it'll modify literally any aircraft. So yeah, if you do an article, that definitely is that's a piece of magazine material. And I encourage anybody listening, Mike, that if they've got some little thing, or they've converted an RF or come up with some new technique or put landing lights in or whatever, I'm interested. Definitely want to be able to share that with the rest of the world.
Well, that's super. Well, Sam, I appreciate you coming on the show. And, you know, like I said, I hope you'll come back. I do have one final question for you, though.
Okay.
You know, one thing I ask all of my guests that I have on the show is, what are you working on in your shop right now?
I'm finishing up I'm doing the rivets. I didn't know that was going to take so long. It's a big Cessna 195. It's 108-inch.
Oh, nice.
It's up on the wheels. It's glass. It'll be in the magazine. It came from JD Models, Jack Dunkel's molds, and Jack works for NASA, or JPL. He's so busy, and he makes all these little helicopter bodies and lights. So, he asked me if I wanted the molds, and I went, well, yeah. So I have the molds for the 195. They don't have any panel lines on them, but they are accurate, and I have the molds for, it's a quarter scale, and I have molds for a quarter scale, Globe Swift, and someday that'll be on the bench along with the C-130. So it's pretty much ready. The rivets take a lot of time. I'll give you, as an example, of if you're doing them too close to each other, while you're doing one set, you may have inadvertently set your palm on the other set and smeared them off. So, and the Cessna has all raised rivets on this particular model, so it's a tedious work. But boy, I love it. I didn't think I would like a civilian airplane. I'm kind of a warbird guy, but it's amazing how you can change your mind, fall in love with an airplane.
I understand. I do. It really is.
And that's part of the mission is, I think, and I'm going to do this in the magazine, to show the process is you think you want to build an airplane, they're going to build it from scratch, you're going to find the plans, you're going to go order every magazine offline, eBay, and everywhere else you can find it about that airplane, and collect pictures, buy three views, maybe a real one at the airport, go out and photograph it. That, to me, is as much fun as you know, Part of the process of starting on the models, you got all this information. And that's also where RC Scale Builder is. I've gone on there and asked questions, and it's amazing how fast people fire back with that answer, because they've either done it or know where to get it. So we have such tremendous resources at our fingertips that it's making this a lot easier. Now we have to just apply our craftsmanship to that knowledge.
There you go. Well, I just got an email in from Peter in Columbus, Ohio, that said he's looking forward to the new magazine and will be subscribing this week. So there you go. And I think a couple of our guys in the chat room just told me that they subscribed earlier, a little bit earlier, and one's waiting on approval on an expense check from the boss, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Well, I want to make sure that the subscribers receive the value, and that the perceived value is there, and I'm open to any suggestions for any improvements. It's an open door. I'll try anything. It's digital. We can do a lot of stuff. There'll be some in-camera videos on test flights. I mean, we got a lot of neat stuff planned. So I think the subscribers are going to be pretty happy with the results, with you know, what they're paying for, and the fact that these things stay on their computer forever. They can go back a couple of years and look at these magazines and or their archives or files that they've saved. And they're PDF files. They don't take up a lot of space.
Yeah. So I got a quick question for you before we wrap up.
Sure.
One last one. I meant to ask you this when I had you on the phone earlier. So when a new issue comes out, will subscribers be notified via email? Is that how it will work?
Absolutely. I'm working with a digital publishing house. They publish the Ford Motor magazine. They publish the AOPA magazine. They publish the NRA magazine. It's a real heavy-duty house. And they have a list of everybody that's paid. Mm-hmm. And when I put the magazine in and I approve it, boom, the emails go out automatically, blind copy to everybody on the list. So
awesome.
And all they got to do is go and click that, load it onto their desktop, load it down, and they're ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one other quick comment we had from someone in our chat room was Glenn wanted me to tell you that you need to put a radio in that Cessna 195.
Well, it's funny. I'm looking at him. The person that needs to know I'm happily married at this point, I think a radio engine could stress the relationship. No, I was looking at the Evolution radials at the trade at the AMA show this weekend. That Horizon came out. They got some nice glow ones at good prices, but it's definitely something I'd rather do. It's not out of the question yet. I have not put the engine in. I was looking at Evolution 80, which might be too much power, but it has not been engine. But there's no question the radio engine would be the sweet deal.
Yeah. Well, the listener's response was take the trash out more often.
Yeah. You know, I like that guy.
Yeah. Well, look, we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up with you, Sam. I really appreciate you coming on the show. And of course, you can contact Sam via the hot link on the episode guide here on warbirdradio.com or on RC Scale Builder. Or there's a big old link on the front of RC Scale Builder to his magazine. And if you need to ask him a question, just click on Contact Us, and I'm sure he'll get back to you as soon as possible, right?
Absolutely, Mike. I'd be glad to respond. Absolutely. I welcome the questions.
Well, I sure am glad we got you on the show. And once again, you take care of yourself, pal. We're going to see you at Top Gun this year, so.
Oh, absolutely! I already got my plane tickets. I'll be there. There's some exciting guys coming in from out of country with their airplanes, so I always look forward to that event. That's probably what gets your motor really running. You see these airplanes, and you go home, and you can't wait to get off the airplane into your shop. So hope to see a lot of the subscribers there. And I'm at my little announce tower is not a private area. Come on up and say hello.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, you take care, buddy, and thanks again.
All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Folks, stick around. We're going to be right back after these commercial breaks, and we'll have Dave Mahaffey on, so stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
We're so close to the Pentagon, sometimes they ask us to get the coffee. This is Warbird Radio.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. Glad you're listening to our show this episode. Whether you're listening live or listening via podcast, we're glad you're here. So that was a great interview with Sam, and I look forward to his magazine. That's really exciting that we're getting an exclusively scale publication again that's been brought into the 21st century. So that's pretty neat. I want to make sure that our good buddy Dave is with us tonight. Are you there, Dave?
I am here, Mike.
How are you doing?
I am doing just great, and just listening to your interview, and that was it's pretty exciting stuff about the magazine. So
yeah, it really is. Yeah. Well, you know, I had to get you on tonight to do the What's on RCSB segment, because you know, this time of year there's so many good threads, and we all know about the three or four that everybody watches, like you know, like Glenn's. He's listening right now, so I'm going to pump his head up a little bit there.
Don't, you know, like
everybody knows about Glenn's threads, so
yeah,
you know, yeah, we don't have
know
to cover it.
Explode your Wednesdays.
But just joking. But you know, there's lots of great threads on the site that are not really sleepers, but kind of get overshadowed from some of the other threads. What do you have for us tonight?
Absolutely. I got one that's in the scratch builds form again, mm-hmm. and it's Westland. What is it? Wessex.
Wessex, yes. like whiskey wabbit, you know?
It's wabbit season, you know. So, but it's by Richard Krepp, and this is one of, like you said, it's one of his great little threads, and it's actually been picking up quite a bit lately with the building season and all. Mm-hmm. But it's a great little thread with a very rare tri-engine plane that. As a matter of fact, I think when I initially started reading this thread, I did a search on Google, and it came up the helicopter.
Huh.
But, you know, he covers all that in his thread, actually, once you start reading into it, because I think he had the same experience. But I guess there's only 10 to 14 of these planes ever made, and there's not a lot of info out there on them. But he's managed to gather a lot of info, and he's building this plane, and he's going through the build, you know, all the way through the whole build with what I would consider very limited information on aircraft, and I think he's doing a wonderful job on it. So,
well, that's awesome. You know, those of you that are listening who may not be familiar with Richard, Richard is a longtime international competitor. Excuse me. He's a longtime international competitor, and probably most famous for that beautiful fairy swordfish that he built several years ago. And, you know, the guy just has talent oozing out of him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it really reflects in this thread. So, you know, if any of you haven't checked it out, definitely take the time to go through it and read it. And you'll probably end up learning quite a few things from the thread. So,
oh, absolutely. Well, super. Well, you know, is that bird still there at your house?
Yeah, we got a bird.
Hey, honey badger don't care.
You know, but it's so funny because we've been trying to get our dog to speak, you know, and bark. Every time we do it, the bird speaks, and the dog just sits there and looks at us.
You know, so I used to have a cockatiel that when I was growing up, and we had a dog, and the dog's name was Hannah, and everybody called Hannah. The bird started calling Hannah, you know. So it would, like, freak the dog out.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
But well, that's awesome. Well, look, thanks for coming on tonight and telling us about that thread. This thread that Dave is talking about will be listed in the episode guide on RC Scale Builder, and you can check that out by either going to rcscalebuilder.com or clicking on the hot link on this episode on the Warbird Radio website, and it'll take you right to it with all that information. Dave, hope you'll come back in a couple of weeks and give us another great thread.
Absolutely.
Well, super. Well, thanks a lot, buddy. I do appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
All right. That was Dave Mahaffey giving us his What's on RCSB segment tonight. A couple of quick things to cover. Yeah, I got choked up a little bit there, Matt. I had to run.
I thought the honey badger had gotten a hold of you there for a second.
Oh, I think so. You know, I had to run to the kitchen to get some coffee during the break. And when I was coming back, I like almost tripped over myself. So it wasn't – that would have been bad. I would have been like,
yeah,
welcome back.
Right.
But yeah, you know,
I think you
what'd
live
you
with,
think of you, that?
You live with the honey badger, by the way. You live with the original honey badger.
I do.
Yeah, you think she's just a cute cat, but that is the honey badger.
I tell
I'm
you
convinced.
What, she has been the, that little cat has been the cause of many a polyp on my commute to work in the mornings.
Yeah well.
You know, so what'd you think of that interview?
I thought that was very good, and I'm looking forward to seeing the magazine myself. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I
and
think
what a great
awesome.
Idea for a publication, you know. Great way to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I actually just pulled it up on my my Acer Android tablet, and it works just fine. So I'm really excited about that. You know, and... you know, I have this theory about smartphones and tablets have replaced the newspaper and the magazine, the newspaper and the magazine in the bathroom.
I didn't realize that.
Well, you think about it, you know. You don't see newspaper or magazine racks anymore in bathrooms, do you?
Hmm.
No, you don't. So... So next time someone's posting something on Facebook, I want
you know,
to
it just made me think
that.
Of I don't want to ever borrow my buddy's iPad again. That's what it made me think.
That's right.
No, I don't want to touch that. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, gotta love technology. upcoming events, man, we got some great stuff coming up early this year. Of course, we have the Blue Max event, which we had Scott Lee on last week talking about it, and it is January 27th through 29th in Geneva, Florida. Also, we have, of course, the 44th Annual Ram Show. That's February 24th through 26th. I believe that's in New Jersey, isn't it, Matt?
Sure.
Yep. And, of course, the Southeastern Modelers Show coming up.
Yeah, Rams is in New Jersey. It is.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how you answer things. Yeah. Sure.
Sure. Why not? Yeah.
We have the Southeastern Modelers Show coming up March 2nd and 3rd in Perry, Georgia. And we will be attending the Southeastern Modelers Show. So if you're going to be attending that, shoot me a PM online or email me here and let me know. And I'd like to hook up and say hello to you if I've never met you before.
We are going to have the Ugly Airplane Contest, too, so don't forget.
Yeah, absolutely. I want everyone to think about this. People who are going to the Southeastern Modelers Show, as you know, there are a lot of, how should we say, long-in-the-tooth airplanes.
There's a lot of nice ones, but then there's a lot of really just, like what, you have to scratch, remember, you know what I'm talking about, remember the B-25 we saw there a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
You just have to scratch your head, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
What were they? I mean, really, truly, Mike. I mean, that made Picasso paintings, you know, look like
well, not we know what they weren't thinking about, and that's Sandy. You know?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you just have to kind of sit there and scratch your head. So, yeah, we're hoping to find some really good ones this year to go on the. We're going to have that on the Facebook page there and all that kind of stuff. So. We hope we find one. We're going to have I hope we have a nice prize lined up for that. We're working on it. Well, I'm working on it. So,
you know, yeah, absolutely. And another thing I wanted to mention is the big Toledo Week Signal Show is coming up in April. And Dave Mahaffey, who was just on, is actually organizing, as he always does, our RCSB dinner that we have, I believe, on Friday nights. And so we've got a lot of vendors lining up. We're going to, as usual, try and make just about everyone walk away with a prize if possible. Right. So who shows up. So we always have a great time there, and I look forward to that. So if you're planning on – yeah, that's right. It's on Saturday, David. My bad. We decided to change it.
Well, you know, Mike, I think what we ought to do is just go there early and go to Toledo, and then on your way back down, you come with me to the Raiders reunion that week.
I think that's a great idea.
I think we got to make that happen.
I think we can.
Let's do that. Seriously,
I think that's a great idea.
It's been so long since I've been to Toledo. That'd be a lot of fun to go.
Yeah, it would.
Be great fun to go. So
and we can let Dave Platt tell us dirty jokes.
Oh, now you're talking. Now you're talking. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been there since I was with Morris. It's not long ago it's been. And it was the first year we had VQ. That's now now with Tomas. So, yeah, that's been a long time.
Well, good deal. Well, so while we're sitting here talking about things, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on this week on Warbird Radio?
Well, today was a big day. You know, we had the NTSB hearing on air race and air show safety in downtown D.C. That went really well. We're going to have more of that coming up for you later tonight. But then, really and truly, tomorrow is going to be a fun show. I'm looking forward, because I haven't talked to these guys in, it's been over a year now. Jeff Harris is coming on, who is the head pilot there at Allied Fighters. They have a wonderful P-38 right now that they're operating, and a beautiful P-51. But these are the guys, and I don't know if you remember, Mike, they've been on the show, but they rescued an airplane called the Dottie Mae. It's a P-47 that was on a lake bottom, and this thing is just absolutely pristine. It was a time capsule, and they pulled it up. It was featured in National Geographic a few years ago, and what they started with is really incredible. And so they're going to come on tomorrow. Jeff is, and he's going to talk about where they're at in the restoration. And I have no doubt that it's going to be a really fantastic show tomorrow morning. So. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't heard from him. We always play phone tag, but he's coming on tomorrow to talk about it. This is out at Chino. Hmm. Another one of the amazing things at the Chino Airport. You know, I'll tell you, Chino is one of those airports you have to go visit before you die. It's a magical, magical place. I mean, Planes of Fame is there. The Yanks Air Museum is there. Aerotrader is there. Steve Hinton's shop is there, which is, you know, where he actually rebuilds the airplanes, and that's separate from Planes of Fame. And then Allied Fighters is there. So at one time, I don't know how many, I think there's three maybe P-38s that are on the field. I don't know how many B-25s and Mustangs are on the field. But there is stuff scattered all over that airport that'll just blow your mind. I mean, really incredible stuff. And the people that are there are just really open about it, and great fun to be with. So looking forward to tomorrow's show for sure.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I remember when they were on. I guess it was it last year?
It was last year, I think. There's a couple of great pictures there of the pilot from World War II who was flying the airplane when it had the mishap there over the lake. And, you know, they were doing a kind of a PR mission. And really, it's a wonderful story, and I would encourage you to listen tomorrow if you can. The nose art that came off of the Dottie Mae, to me, is what really just sends chills down your spine, because, you know, we've all had those thoughts of rescuing the plane in the barn, or discovering that, you know, that that airplane that everybody's forgotten about. And these guys, you know, they found one in the bottom of a lake, and it was so well preserved when they pulled it up. I mean, it literally looked like it very well could have been just stuck in a barn, at, you know, for a couple of years. So
it's amazing.
It really is. There's some cool stuff happening. So we're having a good time.
Well, good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's awesome. So you guys have a new co-host coming
in about
a few weeks.
5 weeks or so. Yep.
Yeah.
About 5 weeks.
Yeah.
That's why I'm drinking a big glass of water tonight with nothing else in it. You know, that idea hit me the other night, because I was sitting there thinking about that. We were, you know, I was sitting here when I having my evening drink, and I said, you know, I probably shouldn't be doing this right now in case I have to drive at a moment's notice. Wouldn't that be the story to tell the little one later on? You know, yeah, well, Daddy didn't drive you that night, so.
Yeah, yeah. Mama was driving, and Right. Don't ask why.
Yeah, don't ask why. Yeah, so, no, you know, that's okay. I'll join you in a few more weeks, so.
Yep. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the heavy stuff tonight. You know, I have a cup of coffee here.
Cup of coffee? Yep.
Yeah, so.
I hear you. What we've taken to doing? I your audience will appreciate this. We have taken now to, I remember these soda making machines that were kind of all the rage you'd see at these stores for like $150 or whatever. So I went down and I got a CO2 can and a regulator, and I've been making my own sodas now. Not
wow.
like with all the sugar and everything in them, but tell you what, Mike, it pretty fun. So
Is it?
Yeah, been pretty fun. So I'll have to put a how-to video.
Making your own soda.
I'll have to put a how-to video. Gatorade is the best. You just take a little bit of Gatorade and some bubbly water. That's pretty good stuff. it sparks it right up.
See, my only problem with that entire concept is that there's no liquor involved.
Yeah,
in
well, you know, hey, Mike, we can make a we can make a Mike Chilson screwdriver out of it, I guess. So
yeah. Hey, by the way, I was going to tell you. You know, I mentioned earlier, Jason and I are going to go down to Top Gun and meet some of you guys who listen in, who we haven't met. But, you
Mr.,
know, if you're
Mr.
planning
P.,
on...
right? Mr. P., Jason. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so that's right. That's
we won't
right.
go into it, though.
Poor guy.
I am glad he's doing better, though, by the way.
Yeah, he had surgery last week, and he's doing much better. So we're glad he's doing well, and... hoping
and just
for
hang
recovery.
In there, Jason. So. Hang in there; they'll forget about it, and you'll no longer have to hear
no,
anything about it from Mike. So,
no, we won't, Jason. So,
I tried. What can I say?
What's bad is his father-in-law is really the one that instigated it, not me.
Oh boy!
But anyway, well, I guess that's all we got tonight. I sure am glad everyone tuned in, and. You know, Matt, it's always fun to get on here and chat with you a little bit and see what's going on. And guys, if you have any ideas about who you'd like to hear on the show, shoot me an email or PM me on the site. I'd love to hear your ideas.
Or who you don't want to hear on the show.
Yeah, or who you don't want to hear. You may not want to hear Mike Chilson on the show anymore, you know.
Or me, and that's okay. The mic's always open for you, so.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we have a great time, and that's what it's all about. And remember that when you're out, you know, enjoying the hobby, that the fellowship and the fun is what you make it. So be sure and enjoy it while we can, because life's too short, and before you know it, it'll be gone. So I guess that's my philosophy for tonight, my caffeine-induced philosophy. And
you know what you haven't said anything about tonight is my Park Zone P-51. You haven't even berated me. That did,
you know, I'm trying to be
picture.
Nice to you this week. I told my – that's my New Year's resolution. I am not going to haze Matt about his Parker's own P-51 anymore.
Well, have you seen – you got to have these guys on. You got to have the guys on that they're making the electric B-25 now that looks like Panchito. They have one that's Panchito, and they have one that's Tondaleo. I got to have those guys on, because I think I need one of those in the hangar. Yeah, we need to review one of those, Mike. Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
We need to review one of those. So,
well, if you would find a spare room to make you a little shop.
I have one right here, ready to go, where I've been building away. I have a whole hangar. What do you mean? I don't need another shop. I've got the hangar down there. So, hey, you know what? You know, guess I didn't tell you this. I found a guy. This is crazy. There's a guy down in he's about 15 minutes from Gary's shop. Velasco's shop, who is building Jennies and restoring Jennies, original Jennies. And,
really?
He's coming on the show. He's a master woodworker. He's not on an airport. Quietly rebuilding Jennies. And you're talking about all the woodworking stuff tonight, and maybe it kept jogging my mind. But that's something else that's going on. I'm going to go down there and talk to him next week. We're going to do a whole story on him, and hopefully I can learn a thing or two from him. So.
That's awesome,
yeah.
Man.
He's like, well, we make these parts down here, and we're doing this, and we're doing it, but it's all old world technology, and I have no doubt the modelers will want to hear about that. So,
yeah,
cool.
Kind of like your soda machine, right?
Kind of like my soda machine, which looks more like something an anesthesiologist would be using, but than a soda machine. You know, and to really man it up, of course, there's all these warnings that come with, you know, when you buy these caps and everything, and it's like, whatever you do, don't exceed 30 PSI. Well, you know, 40 tastes a lot better. That's all I'm going to say. So, it really does. So, anyway.
I feel like, remember when you used to use those tanks?
I know, but you remember when you'd wrap the tank in like the packing tape, the old soda bottle in the packing tape, so you could pressure it up? Well, I'm thinking, you know, if we pressured up a landing gear bottle to, you know, 100 pounds or whatever it was, 80, 90, I mean, this thing can hold 40 pounds probably. So,
I got two words for you, Matthew.
Yeah.
Natural selection.
Yeah, there you go. I'll play the music on that note. So,
all right. Well, thanks again for listening, folks. We're glad you can join us tonight and enjoy in our buffoonism.
Yeah, there you go.
And we'll see you next week, and we'll have another great guest. And you know, for more information about what's happening in RC Scale, be sure and check out rcscalebuilder.com. And for more fantastic programming, stay tuned here on Warbird Radio. And I'm sure you'll just enjoy what's on here. I mean, it's just a great channel. What can I say? You know?
Honey Badger don't care, Mike. That's what you're supposed to say next. So,
well, look, until next time, you guys take care and be sure and measure twice and cut once. Good night.